Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tom Sullivan. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years. He's VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, uschamber.com/small business. Check it out there, folks. And Tom, you got a big event coming up in October, don't you?
We do. This is the best time of the year for me. It's when Washington, D.C. hears from small business directly. It's October 2nd and 3rd in Washington, D.C. We'll have a couple hundred small business owners coming in telling Congress that they want the tax cuts to be permanent for small business. And then we're going to bring them together, and we're going to go over tools and tips to help them get to the next level.
All right. It's a great event, folks. I've been there many times. I encourage you to follow up with that and see what's going on there. Hey, Tom, what are your people – have you been polling your audience, your members on the trade discussions, the trade situation, the tariffs and all that? Have you guys been – have you been asking them about that?
We have. We have. And we actually hear two things. The one thing we hear is, holy crap.
Yeah.
We thought that a war meant what's going on in the Middle East. We never thought that it would mean the sales that are set to plummet here in the United States. So that is the kind of the holy crap reaction. The other is this hope and confidence that the president is trying to broker, use the craziness to actually negotiate better free trade deals with our partners all over the world. I mean, I think today's news is actually a perfect example
what
of
happened
it,
yesterday.
I mean, front page news is that Europe is now Europe and the Trump administration are talking about hammering out an even better free trade agreement. And so
with no tariffs of any kind.
It scares the heck out of me. It scares the heck out of small business owners all over the country that truly are involved in a global marketplace. They hate being in a trade war. It's affecting their bottom line. They're having a tough time selling into these countries that are really mad at the United States right now. And the cost of supplies is going through the roof. And we're hearing that from all over the country.
Well, one thing I think people are realizing, though, because I think small business owners – are standing behind the president on this, and that's that without America demanding it, the other countries are not going to change the way they've been doing business with us, which has been, we've been rolling over. We haven't been negotiating in our own best interest now, Tom, for 70 or 80 years. America has been giving up all kinds of stuff all these years, and it's time. This is the 21st century. This is not the 20th century when we were the rich kids on the block. This is the 21st century, and this is a new reality, Tom. And so we have to reset these trade negotiations. And I'll tell you, for myself, and I think, and for 66% of my audience that we polled, they're with the president on this. They're giving him some slack and saying, hey, see what you can do. And I think he's going to win this. What do you think?
Well, it depends what you mean by win. I think if win means that better free trade agreements are negotiated with the United States, then
that's what I'm talking about.
I agree with you 100%. And I think what we're seeing is the same thing you and I have seen for as long as we've been working together as part of your Brain Trust, and that is that small business owners are the most optimistic people in the world.
Yep.
And so when they see this stuff going on, and they will admit that it is hurting their bottom line, they are still optimistic that the president is doing this to achieve a better result. So if a win means better free trade agreements that are brokered and done and provide certainty and better opportunities for small business, then yes, I'm with you 100% for that win.
But none of that happens without a little bit of pain. There's got to be a little, the resetting when you're making an omelet, as they say, you got to break some eggs. And I think that's where we are right now. Time will tell, though. We'll know a lot more over the next 6 to 12 months. Hey, Tom, good job today. Keep up the good work up there at the Chamber, and come back real soon.
Thank you, Jim. It was great being on. It's great being part of your brain trust.
Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great advocate for small businesses and as VP of small business at the U.S. Chamber. USChamber.com, by the way. Check out the website and go to the small business section. You'll find a lot of good stuff there, including this recent survey. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.